Praise the Lord. Our subject today is He has healed all. And the text is from Luke chapter 4, verse 40, from the May's New Testament, where it says, "As soon as the sun was set, all sorts of diseased persons were brought before him by their friends, and he healed them all by laying his hand upon them." Praise the Lord. Whatever anybody may say, I believe health is the biggest industry ever. Health products are produced everywhere. When you look at the advertisements, so many products are being made. Medicine, hospitals, doctors, they make a fortune with health, with sick people. When I think of Novartis or Sandoz, some of the biggest world companies in the world, seated in Switzerland, they have become so rich. The former Novartis general manager, he had a salary of 1.5 million francs or dollars every month. 1.5 million. Where does money come from? By producing and selling medicine. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Health is number one concern of people. If you make a survey, you quickly find that people only talk about health. That's the first point, what they want. If you ask somebody, what do you need to be happy? They say, health. When you watch advertisement, you find all kinds of things that they are producing and that should prevent sickness to come into your body. But when you think of all these things, why are there so many sick people? If there are so many products, so many things to prevent sickness, why are people still sick? The ones who are selling it, they are getting rich. But if all these things would prevent sickness, why is it that people are sick? If you go to a doctor, you usually get a bag full of medicine, and all the medicine should help you. But whom is it helping? It's helping the doctor who is selling the medicine. So health has always been important in history. We find healings in the Bible. In the Old Testament, we read of different healing stories of people who were healed, even being raised from the dead. Elijah, he raised a young man to life. Elisha, he told Naaman that he should dip 7 times in the river Jordan and he would be healed, and it was so. There is a number of healing stories in the Old Testament. When Jesus came, healing became a daily experience. Whoever came to Jesus was healed. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, it says, "And wherever he went, he healed the people of every sort of illness." Wherever he went, he healed people of every sort of illness. Wherever he went, he didn't go to find sick people, but the sick always came to where he was. In Luke 6:19, it says, "And the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all." Power was coming from him, healing them all. Praise God. That is power coming from him. We know the story of the woman with the bleeding. She said, "If only I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed." And she got her way to him, touched the garment, and she was healed. Jesus felt that power was going out of him, and the woman was healed. The power of God must be present for healing to take place. Again, Luke writes in chapter 5, verse 17, and the power of the Lord was present to heal her. The power of God was present to heal them. When John Baptist sent his disciples to go to Jesus and find out, are you really the Messiah or should we wait for somebody else? Jesus sent them back and said, tell them what you see. Matthew 11:5. The blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear. Every sickness will be healed by the Lord. Praise God.
Praise God.
Jesus came to bring the gospel. He wants the people of Israel to understand the laws of Moses. He taught them the spiritual truth that laws cannot save anybody. He came to die for humanity. He took the penalty of sin upon himself, the curse of sin, and its result, sickness and infirmity. By his death, we are forgiven. Praise the Lord. We are made righteous. Our sins are forgiven, and so we are righteous. And that is what the cross did, make us righteous. But the resurrection of Jesus brought us new life so that we can be born again in life with him. The cross didn't make anybody into a Christian. It only makes people righteous. It was a resurrection that can make you a believer, a Christian. Because it's new life, new life. Matthew said about this new life in Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. Understand what this means. He carried our infirmities and our diseases. If Jesus carried my sickness, why should I carry it as well? Already he has taken it. Because Jesus carried our diseases. He took the curse of sin that came through Adam into the world. Because of Adam's unbelief, the curse came and Jesus took that curse with him to the cross. So the curse has no longer any power over us. The curse brought sickness, infirmities, crime, murder, all kinds of evil, all sin came through this curse. By the blood of Jesus, through that blood that he shed on the cross, the curse was broken. Sickness cannot be ruling anymore. People can be changed. Praise God. Murderers can become loving people. Robbers can become people who are supporting the poor. And the sick can be healed and carry divine health. Someone may say, oh, that was Jesus. It was easy for him. He was the Son of God. But when you continue to read in the book of Acts, you can see that all the disciples were doing miracles. You see how the disciples healed the sick wherever they went. They healed the sick, they raised the dead. After Jesus ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit upon them. And on the day of Pentecost, there were 120 believers. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Wherever they went, they preached the gospel, and miracles accompanied their preaching. Acts chapter 5, verse 12, it says, "The apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people." The apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people. Not one, but many miracles happened. Also, miracles of healing. In Mark chapter 16, verse 20, it says, "Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied them." Whatever they preached, signs accompanied them. So many miracles have happened that people brought all the sick wherever the disciples were. Let us read what it says in Acts 5, verse 15 and 16. "As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats, so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered, also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed." All of them were healed. Praise God. They brought the people that even at least the shadow of Peter might fall on them. And they were healed. Praise the Lord. Wherever Paul went, the Apostle Paul, wherever he went, he preached and people were healed. Healing was important for the people at that time, in the same way as it is important for us today. They did anything. They walked far distances to get a glimpse of the disciples, or the shadow of the disciples, so that they could see the power coming out of them and healing their lives. Unfortunately, there are some denominations that are teaching that when the disciples died, miracles ceased to happen. They say, with the death of the disciples, miracles stopped, healing stopped, prophecy stopped, speaking tongues stopped. But to them I reply, if all that stopped, then salvation has stopped, forgiveness has stopped, and you're still in sin going to hell. So we cannot say something has stopped, because the word of God is everlasting. This is nonsense what people are talking. I don't care what people say. I believe the word of God and what Jesus said. Mark 16, verse 16 and to 18, it says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well." That's what Jesus said. And his word is everlasting. He's not changing. Jesus clearly said that if you believe, these signs shall follow you. These signs shall follow you. That can't stop when the disciples died. Jesus said his word will not never pass away. That's what Jesus said. The world may pass away, but my word will never pass away. What he said is settled in heaven. Peter quote Isaiah in 1 Peter 1 2, chapter 2, verse 24, says, "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." Look at this verse. This verse is in past tense. It's past tense. It's not future tense. It's not present tense. It's past tense. He bore our sins. That happened when he was on the cross. He bore our sins on his body. And therefore, by his stripes, we were healed. Also past tense. We were healed. It's past tense. That means whatever sickness you may have, you're already healed. Praise the Lord. The healing is here. You can say, "Thank God, I am healed. I'm still waiting for the thing to happen, but I am healed." So we have so many promises in the Bible. And if you believe, whatever you want, you ask for it. "Whatever you ask in my name, my Father will give you." That's what the Bible says. "Whatever you hear often, you believe." And so, as we read the health confessions before, I said we have to take them in continuously throughout the day, because the more we hear it, the more we believe it. Instead of lamenting and bragging about your sickness, you say, "I am healed." Somebody say, "I am healed." I am the temple of the living God. I have the righteousness of God in me. He lives in me and he vitalizes my spirit. I carry divine health. If you have financial problems, instead of saying, "I am poor," you don't say that, "I am poor." Because I met somebody and he said, "I am so poor." And I told him, "Brother, stop talking like this. You're not poor." Because when you say, "I am poor," poverty comes in. What you say will happen. Rather say this: "I refuse to be moved by what I feel and what my senses tell me. I am an associate of God, of the God kind. Therefore, I've got the indestructible life of God in me, and I am healthy and strong." The life of God is at work in every fiber of my being, in every cell of my blood, and in every bone of my body. For healing, your faith is needed. Believe that what you say is going to happen. Praise the Lord. As Jesus healed the sick, so did the apostles, and so do we. The principles are the same, always throughout history. The principles are the same still today. Whatever you believe, you shall have it. I say it again. Whatever you believe, you shall have it. As I'm going to minister, believe that the Word of God is true and cannot lie. The Word of God never lies. What the Word of God says is absolute truth. And have the faith in the promise of Jesus. Declare it and expect healing today. Amen.
Amen.
We have a few video clips. The first one is a promo for the healing streams last year. The next healing streams, mark it in your calendar, will be 28th to 30th of October this year. But this promo, what we are going to see now, is from last year.
together, nothing can beat us. And we want to reach the whole world for Jesus Christ. And healing is one of the ways, because we're meeting people where their needs are. And think of the fact that so many are sick today. A few years ago, they ran a poll to find out what people were most concerned about in their lives. The top of the list was health, before their finances. The top was their health. Most people were concerned about their health. And that was a few years ago. What about now, when you've got those who are creating diseases for the purpose of money, feeding on the pains of others, making profit on the pains of others? So it's even more important today that we do these healing programs. So let's reach out and prepare. Get your congregations to prepare for it. Set up homes, centers, both real and virtual. Let's do even better than we did before. And let the Lord Jesus Christ be glorified. I am convinced this will be greater than everyone that we've had. Much greater. In every way. Because the Lord wants to manifest His love even in a greater measure to everyone. He's done everything He ever needed to do. But I remember when He said to me, "Heal the sick." I'll never forget. I'll never forget the sound, the tone of His voice as He spoke. How concerned He was that though everything had been done, so many were still sick. But He knew the reason wasn't because there was no solution, but many were ignorant. He said, "Pray for those in the hospitals and under the care of doctors." That was very significant. And I want to thank those of you who reached out to those in the hospitals, because the Lord knows they're there. He knows there are people there. In the prisons, He knows. Police and army barracks, He knows. He knows where sufferings are. People suffer with so much. In the busy crossroads of life, He knows they're there. So as we prepare for the healing streams, let's do everything to reach them where they are at. If we reach them, God will reach them through us.
Here are four ways to partner with the man of God, Pastor Chris, in taking healing to the nations. 1. Prayer. Kindly take out 15 minutes daily to pray and intercede for the upcoming healing stream, Live Healing Services with Pastor Chris. Use the link displayed to choose your prayer slot. The second P is publicity. Tell everybody you know about the Healing Streams Live Healing Services with Pastor Chris. Send the publicity materials to all your friends and contacts on your social media platforms. Use the Healing to the Nations magazine to organize healing outreaches as you prepare. Also join us in organizing several other healing outreaches around the world by sponsoring the distribution of at least 100 copies of the Healing to the Nations magazine in different languages. Visit www.healingstreams.tv/spreadfaith. 3. Place. You can get involved by hosting healing centers where your invitees can watch the Healing Streams live healing services on-site or online. To create a virtual center, kindly log on to www.healingstreams.tv/virtual. 4. Partnership. Your giving will help to take the healing power of God to billions across the world. To partner, please visit www.healingstreams.tv/partner. Get involved with these 4 P's and taking healing to the nations of the world. For more details, please call any of these numbers. Healing School Partners, together, taking healing to the nations.
Interesting. Actually, I had chosen a different video which shows healings, but somehow this one came quite interesting. We have a second short clip. Watch a Healing Stream TV. Can we see this video?
Enter a world of miracles and possibilities, where faith comes alive for healing and divine help. Do you need a miracle or healing in your body? Do you know someone who does? Or you want to walk in divine help? It's your unrestricted access to healing and divine health realities every week. Watch Healing Streams, a special healing program from the Healing School that brings the healing atmosphere right into your home. Experience the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit as we bring you life-changing programs such as Faith's Confessions, Healthy Living, Meditations, Healing Testimonies, Faith-Lifting Praise and Worship, Talk Shows, Exhortations, Special Messages by Pastor Chris, and lots more. It's a divine appointment. Your set time for extraordinary blessings, healing, and miracles, and answers to prayers. Healing Streams, now airing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Time, 4 p.m., GMT plus 1. Spread the word. Give someone an opportunity to receive healing and enjoy divine health. Healing Streams, experience the miraculous. Soul prospereth. To have men saved and live in perfection and prosperity is God's priority. With many all over the world suffering from diverse diseases and infirmities, the Lord gave one man the vision to take healing to the nations.
I said, oh Lord. I said, you've told me several things to do. I said, can I understand the priorities? What's the first thing of all this? What's the first? As I was asking, just as quickly as I asked, from just above my head, the voice spoke. The Lord said very clearly, he said, healing to the nations. All I had to do was whatever he said to do, I was going to do according to his guidance and leading and wisdom. But he would provide the means, the strategy. He would do everything. All over the world, people are getting healed.
Healing Streams is the fulfillment of that mandate and nullified every barrier and obstacle to the propagation and establishment of truth in hearts and homes all around the world.
What happened to these Healing Streams? The healing has flown into every continent, everywhere. I have people who have, I've sent the links to many people, not only here, but into different parts of the world. And altogether, there are many testimonies. Many people are full of joy.
Somebody from Saudi Arabia was watching our man of God and the healing stream. We're having people from Iraq, people from Syria, people from Algeria and North Africa, all over the Middle East.
Finally, people of every tribe and tongue, from every nation and across all walks of life have access to the healing power of God right in their homes and wherever they are.
It was just amazing. It was phenomenal. Phenomenal, Pastor. God's healing power truly traveled across the globe. Pastor, I had the wonderful opportunity to be at a healing center in Belize, and the people there, Pastor, we were just seeing miracles left and right.
So thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you for loving God the way you do and letting God use you. We love you so much.
From reaching hundreds and thousands at a time to meeting billions of people across the globe at their point of need during the Healing Streams live healing services with innumerable testimonies following. What glorious impact.
I'm no more medication. I'm walking without a cane. I'm sleeping there at night. I can run, I can jump.
After about a week, I went to the hospital, they did my blood test, and they said my blood has come normal. So this is a miracle which happened during the healing stream.
We have revolutionized our strategy and approach to global evangelism, and we have seen tremendous growth and increase in the Church of Jesus Christ through Healing Streams live healing services and Healing Streams Miracle Channel.
All over the world, the streams of God healing power through this program brought about changes in the lives of many. Many received the healing for their bodies. Lives were completely transformed.
Every weekend from 4 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, this healing channel beams faith and power for the miraculous to the world through a rich array of programs, which include Healing Streams Testimonies Live, Pastor Chris's teaching, Your Healing Is Now, Steps of Faith, Healing Meditations, Real Miracles Today, Faith's Proclamations, Healthy Living, and lots more.
Looking around for healing, the Holy Spirit guided me to a healing school and then to Healing Stream. My God has healed me, and I have been restored to my health. Hallelujah.
During the Healing Streams, the man of God, Pastor, started praying for spines, and I personalized it. I received his prayer, and since Healing Streams, I have not woken up with back pain once or had back pain throughout it at all.
Healing Streams is a new dimension to the healing ministry of our dear man of God, with our response center counselors and ministers working round the clock to attend to all who have a need, to offer a word of grace, pray with those who need healing, receive testimonies, and share them with the world. Join us as we take healing to every home on earth. Join us to take healing to the nations of the world. Visit www.healingstreams.tv/partner to partner with us. Your giving will help extend the healing power of God to billions in need around the world. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You don't have to wait until October. We have healing today. Praise the Lord. And for our international viewers, you can call in if you have if you need healing. You can call in on the telephone number +41 788 755 746. I repeat, +41 788 755 746. Only today. Praise the Lord. If anybody wants healing, you can stand up now. I know your problem, so.
Yes.
Yeah. So we pray. Lord said you will be healed.
Thank you.
Just raise your hands. In the name of Jesus, no sickness can be touch your body. In the name of Jesus, healing shall happen right now. In the name of Jesus, every fiber of the body shall be healed by your mercy, by your spirit, by your power. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Believe. Believe that you are healed.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else who needs healing? Any telephone calls? No. Okay. Then we continue. We have a small song. What is it called? Bigger Than Any Mountain. I just want to give you a short announcement. On Wednesday, no, on Thursday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, we had an official opening of Christian Mission International Pakistan. There were 60 people in the service. I joined by Zoom. So praise God. God is good. And they plan to start and to expand and to make new branches in Pakistan. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they have more people than we are here. Praise the Lord. But when we look up to our international viewers, we are even bigger. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now my wife wants to give some information.
Healing is in. Praise the Lord, that is the first time, and dinner first, and so we are continue, I hope. And I'm really happy we had a different kind of a video also with the Pastor Chris. And thank God also before we had every year, you know, healing service. Thank God for this lockdown time, Pastor said, Pastor Chris looked up. Thank God now we have 4 times a year healing service, and every next week also we have September 14th to 16th, season 6, phase 2. We are starting. Thank God for this wonderful privilege, and don't miss it. And I'm really grateful God to join this privilege. I'm thankful God. And